This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
You and me, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We are now in Warsaw, Ohio. We just left off doing two events, one in Hastings and one in Brighton. And so here we are. We just got up this morning after doing the event last night. We drove 4 hours. We're going to be doing an event tomorrow morning in Warsaw, Ohio. And then tomorrow we're going to be driving over to Tennessee. We got a couple events over there. We're going to be with Alan Keyes, former U.S. ambassador, on Tuesday. Then we're going to be doing a couple events in the morning and the evening. Then we will be driving over to Spring Hill, Tennessee, and we will be doing a couple events over there as well. So we are out here doing the stuff, Luke 19:10, as they say. Now, friends, listen, we got a lot of stuff going on here. And what we're going to be talking about today is the vaccine holocaust. It just got worse. I'm going to reiterate a couple points that I made over the last week, in part because I had a couple guests, because I want to make clear points as to what's taking place here, because it is happening here in America. They have everybody's thoughts set on Israel right now as to what's taking place there, as to the fact that they get green cards only if they're vaccinated. And if they get vaccinated, the government there is illegally offering back their freedoms. We're starting to see the same thing here in America. You just heard during the break just a couple of moments ago about the woman who refuses to wear a mask. Look how they're treating her. I was just in Michigan yesterday. There is a woman from Poland who is under arrest because she refused to shut down her restaurant. And she's telling the American people, I left this communism. And now she's beginning to warn the American people about the communism that's going on in this country under the guise of COVID-19 and the pandemic, as she calls it out for what it is, as she defies it. And isn't it interesting? We have foreigners coming into America being arrested, namely a woman that owns a restaurant who refuses to shut down her restaurant because the governor's unconstitutional edicts do not apply to her particular restaurant. And who told her that? Well, the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan stood up not once but twice, friends, and told the people in the state that what the governor is doing is unconstitutional, therefore rendering it nugatory, null and void. And then when she obeys the law, she gets arrested for doing that, friends. I do believe what's taking place in Michigan right now, friends, will backfire, and I also believe that it will be a positive end, because the more they attack the righteous, friends, the more are the righteous throughout the land swell in rank. People are sick and tired of it. And by the way, you can bring that over to Exodus 1, where it talks about Pharaoh afflicting the children of Israel, and the more they afflicted the children of Israel, the more that they multiplied. So we've got a lot to cover today. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, friends, I just want to tell you this really quick. Someone just sent this over to me. There's two parts to this, and I'll do my best to get to the second part of this later on, if I can. But someone sent this to me, and it was an expose on airline employee trainings that reveal that America's enslavement is worsening day by day. This individual wrote, in the past 10 days, I've received three communications from airline employees who are concerned over the nature of the new COVID training and the protocols that they are going to be forced to observe. He goes on, in addition to the new airline draconian illegal COVID rules, mix in a little computer-based training about how evil and racist white people are, we have a clear view future of the American society. He said the Constitution is gone. No, it is not. Reparations are on their way as part of health redistribution schemes within the American people to further divide the American people. This is a part of judgment. He said the virus will be indefinitely used to destroy America along with its civil liberties. Now, remember, I'm going to come back to this as a part two later on because I'm sick and tired of this defeatism the older generation is throwing on the younger generation. Okay? He went on. He said, if you wondered whether or not you will be required to receive a vaccination in the near future, this article should remove all doubts about the encroaching tyranny. He goes on and says, warning to the non-woke rational first crowd in America, your country has been conquered and occupied. Again, baloney. The takeover is now being institutionalized, which it is, as evidenced by the insider information that is contained in what I'm about to read to you. This is what it says. This is an airline employee, just to show you how they're institutionalizing this. And then I'm going to bring you over in just a moment over to the Rand Paul friends, another great American appeaser. And I want to give you the definition of the Hegelian dialectic with his alleged grilling of that of Anthony Fauci in just a moment, okay? This is what this article says. It says the airlines will be making a list of those who are vaccinated because there will be certain cities that non-vaccinated people will not be able to fly or work for the airlines. Listen carefully, Americans. Airline employees are forced to sign an agreement at the end of CBT that will not meet up with the airline employee's crew member on layovers or business trips related to airline businesses. Moving on. Specific to flight attendants, they are required when eating on the airplane. Another flight attendant cannot be in the galley while a flight attendant is eating. This is absolute control, friends, behind this invisible enemy that the American people are succumbing to. It goes on, all airline employees while flying on the plane have to wear a mask between taking bites of food and drinking. Number five, airline employees are required to wear goggles on the jump seat when sharing with another flight attendant. Folks, they're just pushing this to the limit, and you are being laughed at in a big way. Number six, an airline employee must never remove the mask regardless of the venue, even after departing a flight or even the airport. Face masks must be worn at all times, including hotel transportation and walking through a hotel. Number seven, if an airline employee does not comply or follow these so-called federal laws, which they are not, they can be fined or terminated. Two of the airline employees questioned whether these practices were actually a part of any federal law, since no statute was cited as would be expected in any employee training exercise. Listen to what's happening, friends. This is the definition of encroachment. Number eight, the airlines are certainly anti-white and inappropriately woke, as I learned that all airline employees are required to complete more computer-based training on diversity and inclusion. Listen to what's happening, friends. To moralize them, then you allow the tyrants to control you. The material was decidedly prejudiced and cast white people in the role of being persecutory towards all minorities by inference through a highly questionable multi-choice test. And it's a de-emphasis of white.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies and the defeatists in the United States of America. I'm going to get back to this article in just one moment here, friends, because I said there'd be a part two to it. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to find 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media coming from contributors that are in the culture war, just for the record, that are in the war to remain a free people, friends, and that's what they're in the fight of. First Timothy 6:12. So with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page and go ahead and click onto the social media platform, and you can jump on Top Chat. You can do the same thing on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, friends. We're right on the front page there. Click on to the social media platform and join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in at any time, you can do that. We are on stack even now. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Now, friends, as you well know, we're on the road once again. You're probably seeing us on social media platforms trying to figure out why we're in hotel rooms. Well, we got to stay true to the call here, friends, and we are doing just that. But I wanted to let you know that we just got back from Michigan. Tomorrow we're going to actually be in Warsaw. We're in Warsaw, Ohio right now. What a beautiful state. It truly is. Ohio is absolutely beautiful. But when we just got here, friends, we already got on the radio show, and here we are doing the stuff to let you know that if you are in Ohio, we're going to be at New Beginnings Ministries tomorrow morning. New Beginnings Ministry in Warsaw, Ohio, and we will be there at 10:30 a.m. And if you are in Ohio, friends, I got to tell you, I'd love nothing more than to meet you. And we just appreciate the opportunity in doing so. So this is what I want to do. I want to get back to the point of what these airline pilots and these airline stewardesses are complaining about. But I do want you to see the severity of what's taking place in this country, friends, as to the fact that they are institutionalizing this. You already see people that aren't wearing masks, that they're not wearing masks. For example, yesterday when we were in Michigan, My son ran in to get a coffee, and before he got to the counter, the young teenager behind the counter said, "I'm really sorry to tell you that if you don't have a mask on, I can't serve you any coffee." Now, just think about the severity. I thought this was for our safety. I thought this was for our good, right? And the fact of the matter is, friends, keep in mind who's selling you the vaccinations, the same governments, friends, that have murdered 60 million babies in the innocent womb. And you have fools in this country that still haven't quite put two and two together yet. They're fools, friends, to say the least. They're fools in every step of the way, and they are setting themselves up, and you can rest assured that they are going to fall into the pit that they themselves have dug. So, you know, the worst thing is we say, okay, that's fine. I guess the new plan is now, the new business plan is to attack your customers. Who loses business, me or you? Okay? That's exactly right. They lost money, and moving back over to the topic in which we were just talking about during the first segment, exposed airline employee training reveals that America's enslavement will greatly worsen. Now, I want you to keep in mind, first and foremost, that this article came from somebody that has been doing nothing but teeing it up for decades in this country to the point as to where we're at in the present today. They're the older generation that keeps inundating the younger generation with their hopelessness, telling us that there's nothing that we can do about what's going on here. We're enslaved. The American Constitution is worthless. It's done for. There's nothing we can do about it. Let me ask you something, friends. What Bible are you reading? Because apparently these individuals aren't reading the Bible. Let me go back to these little whiny airline pilots and these whiny employee training guides that the stewardesses are complaining about. Quit your job. What happens when all the stewardesses and all the captains on the airline stand up and say no to Bill Gates? What happens when they stand up and say no to Anthony Fauci, friends? What happens when they say no to the WHO and they say no to the CDC, usurping authority that's never been given to them? What happens when they all stand up and say, "We're done, you go ahead and run your airlines the way that you want to run it, because we're not complying with the tyrants that you call your masters. We're not doing it." What happens? The airlines are done. Hey, friends, you need to understand something. Tyrants can't do what tyrants do without you doing it for them. Do you understand? Tyrants can't do what tyrants do without somebody doing it for them. People that are getting arrested right now for not wearing masks, those police officers, they're not doing their job. They're tearing down the Constitution, just like the one that gave them the order to tear down the Constitution. And you know what these idiots have to say back? "Well, I don't want to lose my job." Well, guess what? You're going to lose your country at the end of the day. And if you keep pretending with the tyrant wannabes that are pushing the vaccination sprints, you can rest assured a lot of the people that you were able to save by actually upholding the Constitution and the enumerated laws in obedience to God and your brothers and sisters and looking out for them as servants to them. I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to look back and you're going to wish you could have when you had the time to do it. But you said you were just doing your job. I'm here to tell you something, compromisers, those that are throwing women in jail for upholding her God-given rights, you're not doing your job. You're destroying your country, and you're destroying the future of your own children. You got to think things through. What happens, going back to this article, friends, when all the employees on the airline say, "You know what? You can go take a hike. You can go fly a kite." What's that going to do? Hey, folks, that's going to disarm this whole agenda. This whole pandemic is going to be completely disarmed. What happens when we no longer go to businesses that are attacking their customers rather than dealing with the governors of their particular state that are, in fact, disobeying the U.S. Constitution? What happens to them? They go away. What do? We turn and we go to businesses that are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing. And that's in obedience to God and not in obedience to tyrants. Remember, rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God, friends. Rebellion towards tyrants is obedience to God. Go over to Romans 12:21 before you want to tell me about Romans 13, you ignorant biblical illiterate, who've been listening to your hirelings far too long because you don't want to take the time to read the Bible for yourself. I didn't see that in Scripture, by the way. I didn't see in Scripture where Jesus said, "You know what? Do what your pastor tells tells you to do, although I never appointed the pastor to oversee the church in the first place. Put that up against 1 Corinthians 12:28. I didn't see the Lord say, listen to your priest. I didn't see the Lord say that you're supposed to find yourself some vicar or mediator outside of Jesus Christ. No, the Bible tells us we're supposed to go to him. He is the truth, the way, and the light. John 14:6. My Bible tells me that if I want to seek the face of God, that I'm supposed to go inside of the closet and seek his face with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. There is a mediator that you're supposed to go to. His name is Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. Period. And it's between you and the Lord, not between you and someone else that you want to work out your own salvation for you, because it's unscriptural. The Bible says to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Folks, it's time to defy and it's time to resist what's going on in this country right now. And I'm about ready to show you a little more as to how you have been conditioned to think that Rand Paul is one of the good guys, when in fact he's another appeaser, just like Ted Cruz. Another appeaser, just like that of Trey Gowdy. Another appeaser, just like that of Jim Jordan. Another appeaser, just like Daryl Issa. Another appeaser, just like that of Jason Chaffetz, who do nothing but talk big and do absolutely nothing in the preservation of our God-given rights. What guards our freedom? Justice. Are they giving us justice? Absolutely not. They're aiding and abetting the enemies that are setting us up for the fall, and in this particular case, friends, to take the vaccination or else. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. We're going to take this line upon line, precept upon precept. Now, I want to tell you something. And if you know Dave Hodges, I want you to send him this video. I want you to send him the podcast. I want him to hear what I have to say, because I'm sick and tired of people such as Dave Hodges and the older generation sitting there telling us that there's absolutely nothing that we can do about what's going on in this country. Dave Hodges, it's not an issue of we're not able to. It's an issue of not wanting to, okay? The results left up to us concerning the outcome of this country. Some will say, well, like I heard the lady say last night, well, Bradley, you know, I just think, we're just sitting back and seeing what the Lord's going to do. Yep, and the Lord's sitting back waiting for you to obey his commands, right? So we can respond to what you do, because at the end of the day, you do all that you can do and you leave the results up to God. The problem is that people aren't doing anything but magnifying the word and the plans of the enemies against the righteous. And how are they doing that? Through their tolerance. Through their what? Doing nothing but magnifying the enemies of the land instead of standing against them. And it shows you exactly who they have their eyes on. We're going to take a quick break.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Biden administration is on defense as detention centers are filling up at the border. Congressman Pat Fallon on Newsmax.
Last month, there were over 100,000 people detained crossing the border illegally from Mexico. But we're not testing them for COVID. And then the federal government under Biden says, you know what's a really good idea? Let's go ahead and send them, disperse them all over the country, untested. And then there's a new strain from Brazil. But apparently, they're not following the science.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing a growing list of women who are accusing him of sexual harassment. The latest woman to come out says the governor made inappropriate comments. Alyssa McGrath is the eighth woman to come forward against the governor. Cuomo denies the accusations and refuses to step down. New York's attorney general says they're investigating the allegations. This is USA Radio News. While President Biden was visiting Atlanta, the CDC gave a presentation about some new coronavirus guidelines for schools. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Dan Naraki.
On Friday, the CDC announced that it was changing its recommendation and that students should now keep 3 feet away from each other instead of the previously recommended six, as long as those students are wearing masks. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says it's important that the social distancing recommendations are being revisited. He tells CNBC that as we learned more about how the virus was spread, it became clear that 6 feet wasn't as effective.
We implemented it early on based on an assumption that coronavirus was going to spread like influenza, and there had been some prior research that flu spread predominantly through droplets, and if you stayed 6 feet apart from people, it reduced droplet transmission. We've subsequently learned that COVID coronavirus is spreading through aerosols, not just droplets, so probably 6 feet isn't as effective as it would be if this was purely droplet transmission.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live out of Ohio. Again, we're on the road. We're going to be in Warsaw tomorrow. With that said, I'll get you updated as to where that is during the next break. But before that, I want to get back to the issue concerning the topic and how the older generations have continuously inundated the younger generations with gloom and doom. I don't know how many times I've had to reiterate the point, friends, even concerning the topic and what we're talking about, how these captains and these employees, stewardesses, are whining about what's going on in the airlines. Quit! Stop working for them. Go find a different job. What happens when they don't have you anymore? They don't have anybody to control. You understand that? When you quit the job, they don't have anybody else to control. As I said during the last segment, listen carefully. The tyrants can't control people that don't submit. See how it works? What happens when you defy and you resist? They don't have an airline to operate any longer. How about you put it on them? Friends, instead of suffering the abuse every day of your life concerning the tyrants that want to be, especially unelected and unlicensed physicians that are setting the narrative for your enslavement today. I want to go over to this, too. I was just highlighting the fact that that article came from Dave Hodges. And I got to tell you something. The person that sent the article over to me was from the same generation. The generation of free love, no such thing. The generation of using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. I'm sick and tired of them. They're in the pulpits today, and they're also incumbents today. They're in office today. These are the hippies, friends, that were walking around doing nothing but rebelling against government back in the 60s, okay? And now what they want to do is, because they did nothing, Deuteronomy 8:11, over the last 60 years in this country, they want to throw it down on the younger generation and leave it up to us. But what do they do? Instead of encouraging the younger generation, they just turn at us and say, you know what, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, Isaiah 1:19 tells us clearly, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Apparently, they didn't understand what it said or what it meant. Friends, I just want you to listen to me. Listen to my heart, and we're going to get to the next topic. Throughout my days upon this earth, I have, so, and like so many others, at least those who are paying attention and responding to the ever-present threats to our republic, I get the constant bombardment of defeatism, the constant bombardment of hopelessness and capitulation, and in short, surrender to the enemies of this country. It's a good thing our forefathers didn't think that way. It's a good thing the patriots in the Bible didn't do that, right? If you ever wonder why believers act more like unbelievers, isn't that crazy? They believe, but they don't believe. And then they have the audacity to go out and preach what they don't believe to other people. Again, apparently they don't understand that reason is the very enemy of faith. Okay? The history of the church is your backs are up against the wall and the Lord intervenes. Okay? Your backs are up against the wall, the Lord intervenes. Now you might be saying that this is the mainstream media and corrupt politicians that are supposed to drive people to despair as they continually break people down with their propaganda, fear, and their oppressive measures. Oh, no doubt about it. And this is happening again because 330 million people fail to deal with corruption in media and corruption in politics and first and foremost corruption in the church. Well, here's the truth of the matter. I'm not talking about those who you would expect it to come from. I'm talking about those that claim to be Christians, conservatives, and or patriots that are constantly bombarding me with hopelessness. It's a good thing I don't have eyes fixed on you, man. It's a good thing I don't have my eyes fixed on you, woman. It's a good thing I have my eyes fixed on him who overcomes the world, the author and the finisher of my faith, Hebrews 12:2. And when I read First John 5:4, what does it tell me? What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. It's interesting, they have a faith that succumbs, but somehow or another, when you're born of the Spirit of God, you got a faith that overcomes. And that's the way you detect the spirit of error, by the way, just for the record. Hey, folks, these are the ones that are self-appointed in the pulpits of the churches in America today. Read John 10:12, right? These know not of if you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. I mean, you guys all remember Numbers 14, when Joshua and Caleb were told to go out and grab the good land. The Lord told them to go out there, and he brought good fruit back, they did. And the Lord said unto them, every place that your foot trod upon, he said, I will give you that land. And the Bible says they were wholly of a different spirit. What happened when they brought that good fruit back? Because we've been doing it for 23 years. We've been showing people it can be done. You know what people do? Well, the Bible tells us the children of Israel picked up stones and they wanted to stone Joshua and Caleb. It's the same thing of the conservatives of the day. You know, it's interesting. These losers, these succumbers, these capitulators, they have people that are actually in the good fight of faith. They have something to teach us. And the only fruit that they have is defeatism. The only message they have for the rest of us, friends, is to surrender. You know, it's interesting. We used to have representatives in government. Now we have politicians, which is a slang word. We used to have fiery preachers in the pulpit in America. And it's interesting. Today we have a bunch of dead hirelings, John 10:12, in the pulpit. And the American people don't know and don't understand why they're going backwards and why they're falling to the curse. Because we have to act on the word. If we really believe it, and we really believe the word of God, we're going to act upon it. You know, it's interesting. Again, as I said, these people know not. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Isaiah 1:19. There's no question about it. But yet they are constantly going out there. And then they create their own theology of rapture. You know, rapture from responsibility, which you can't find in the scriptures. You know, is that interesting? As a matter of fact, yesterday we were in the church and one lady said, hopefully before the rapture comes. And I just said, wait a second. Folks, those people that talk about the rapture simply want to be raptured from responsibility, as if to suggest that God's going to raise up an army here on this earth, which is our whole purpose. Our whole purpose in the church is to be in this world, right? Bringing forth warfare against the works of darkness. Read Ephesians 6:12, right? And go down from there. And the fact of the matter is, friends, again, this is completely foreign to these people. And for the life of me, I don't understand it. Oh, but, you know, unless we're raptured before it happens, as if to suggest we're going to disobey God for 70 years in this country, and then we're going to be raptured from our responsibility because God can't wait to come get us and bring them back unto himself. Nope, these are the cursed children of God. They have not the spirit of God. They have a spirit of error, and I'll tell you what, that's all you have to do is judge them by their fruit. And you know what it comes down to, friends? I am daily facing off with the rebellious. I'm facing off with these people constantly. That's why I'm constantly on the radio. That's why I'm constantly online sharing with 50 to 80,000 people a day that are watching me even now. What it is that you need to hear rather than what you want to hear, and it's a message of hope, and it's a message of overcoming. It's not doom and gloom. It's not to succumb to the enemy. Our forefathers didn't teach us that. Nowhere did our forefathers teach us that. And thank God they took a leap in the dark, and God answered them because they trusted the Lord, friends. And that's exactly where I need to continuously point my finger, is back to the Christ and him alone, because he's the same yesterday, today, forever. Friends, he's alive forevermore. He's in the generation of the righteous, and we need to meet him on his terms. I want to go over to Numbers 14 really quick, and I want you to hear this. It says, and all the congregation lifted up their voice. These are the underachievers. These are the losers. These are the capitulators. These are the succumbers to the enemy. Okay? They fear man. They don't fear God. Because if they feared God, they wouldn't fear man. All the congregation lifted up their voice. The conservatives of the day, many of the patriots of the day, especially those that profess to be Christians today, they lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night, and all the children of Israel murmured against Moses, who was bringing them to the promised land, and against Aaron his brother. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we have died in the land of Egypt, or would God we have died in the wilderness? Isn't that what the message is from the conservatives of the day? Isn't this the message coming from the pulpits in America today? And it's false doctrine. And it's not the word of God. Didn't Jesus say back, friends, that he looks to the world? He said, when I come back, will I find faith? Remember, faith overcomes. Read Hebrews 11. It's the hero chapter of those that trusted God. And look at the miracles that God wrought on their behalf, like he did our forefathers. Look at the children of Israel. Moses was bringing them to the promised land. The Lord just got done splitting the sea, showing a miracle after miracle. He just got done judging the Pharaoh. And they're whining about Moses bringing them further through to greater promises than they know now. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us out unto the land to fall by the sword? Hello. That our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? You know, sometimes you just can't tell people that they're slaves. Again, this all reminds me of the Black Moses. Harriet Tubman. Harriet Tubman freed thousands and thousands upon thousands of slaves from plantations. She broke into the plantations and told the slaves, leave your master. Break away. You can leave. Come with me. She endangered her life over and over by going to more plantations to free more of the slaves. During her old age, she was asked by a reporter, is it true that you freed thousands of slaves? Listen to me, America. Listen to the Holy Ghost. Let the anointing break the yoke, Isaiah 10:27. Is it true that you freed thousands of slaves? She said, yes, I would have freed a thousand more had they known that they were slaves. I'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. 1-800-387-7747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The Sons of Liberty is one of the very few news and talk shows that aren't afraid to speak truth to a confused public inundated by fake news with a liberal agenda. If you want accurate, uncensored news, listen up. If you want more of it, please donate. Fake news is awash in liberal dollars, and your help matters. I'm Dave Agema, and I approve this message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sons of Liberty broadcasting live from Warsaw, Ohio. Friends, Warsaw, Ohio. I'm losing my voice just a little bit there, but we're going to be at New Beginnings Ministry tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. in Warsaw, Ohio. Absolutely a beautiful state, friends. I mean, I was really impressed. I've been through the highways, main highways of Ohio before, but we got onto the back roads to cut across over to Warsaw, and I'm telling you what, man. I mean, it is just, honestly, it's a beautiful state. Every state has a beauty point in it. The only one that I think we haven't found a beauty point in it yet, or at least thus far, is probably Illinois, because we're always on the main highway. We get to see Chicago, but I don't know that that accounts for a whole lot of anything, especially with what people submit to there, right? But, again, we're in Ohio tomorrow morning, 10:30 at New Beginnings Ministries, 331 Church Street, Warsaw, Ohio. Again, we'll be starting at 10:30. And I hope to see you there. I really do. I really hope to see you there. We had a lot of people out yesterday in Michigan last night, the day before, out at my friend Adam and Bethany's place. And I just praise God for you people that are listening and are actually partaking. And we thank you for your support in so many different ways. Again, friends, we just totally appreciate you. I was just highlighting the fact that, folks, I constantly face off with the rebellious. And I started the show off today with an article written by Dave Hodges. Now, do I know Dave? No, I don't really care if I know Dave or not. But I got to tell you this. If you do know him, tell him I'm sick and tired of his gloom and doomisms. And don't sit there and tell us about how the Constitution is dead and there's nothing that we can do about it. And America's glue is completely doomed. And you know what? We're being institutionalized, which we are, in fact. Well, hey, Dave, you know what the message should be? Defy. Resist. How about you copy what your forefathers taught you? What was it good enough for them to go fight, bleed, and die to give you the freedoms that you have? And now you tell their posterity there's nothing we can do about it? Shame on you. Shame on the older generations that have been given this up-and-coming generation nothing but a gloom and doom message. And I was just highlighting just a moment ago, friends, isn't it interesting when you look at Scripture in Numbers 14, you can see the congregation that was being brought into the promised land, when it got a little hard again or they felt a little fire of the next trial, what's the first thing they did? They wanted to pick up stones and throw them at Moses and against Aaron. They wanted to pick up rocks and they wanted to throw them against that of Joshua and that of Caleb. They don't want to hear the good report, friends. Those that are born of the Spirit of God, they want to hear the good report. And they also, those that are born of the Spirit of God, also understand it's going to ensue a fight to get to the answers. Remember what Hudson Taylor rightly said, the great missionary? He said every move of God is what? It's first impossible. He said, then it's difficult. And then he said, and then it's done. How many people actually understand that? You know where most people fail? Not at the impossible, the difficult. When it gets difficult, they fail to stay the test. They fail to see it through, and then they get mad at God rather than taking responsibility and understanding God wasn't done with you during that trial. He was still pushing you further and further and further. Mountains are for our spiritual growth, friends. Do you understand? Trials are for our spiritual growth, friends. God allows these things to happen to grow us up, that we might understand who he is. And when we do that, guess what? We grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. And without him, friends, you're good for nothing. You can't endure the test. What good are you? You know, in wars, you know what they do to test war horses? They take horses and they take fires and they put them under the belly of the horse. If the horse can endure the fire, they send that horse on into war. If the horse cannot endure the fire under its belly, they throw them away because they're not worth the fight, because they know that they're going to fail in the battle. Okay? So it is with the things of God. Get off this false grace, mamby-pamby, false compassion and mercy of Scripture and understand God is here to grow us up, right? Through many trials and tribulations, so we enter into the kingdom of God. Let me move on here. These people that I'm talking about that I continuously face off with, They operate in the spirit of error. They speak a language that the world can hear, for they know not the Lord. Read 1 John 4:6. Read it for yourselves. They know not what it means to overcome, Romans 8:37. They know have faith that overcomes the world, 1 John 4:4 or 5:4. And that's why they continually succumb, and while preaching the same message, isn't it interesting, friends? The very people that I'm talking about right now, today's conservatives, They are the best that you have, and what do? They highlight the crimes of the left, the crimes that the right tolerates. Just think about this. They are giving the same exact message, and even to take it a step further, they're not only giving the same message as their enemies, friends, they're giving the message to the good people that encourages the enemy to do the things that they do. That's what these people are. Hey, folks. You listen to the Dave Hodges of the world, at least from what I just read, and that was my initiation to who he is. And the modern-day preachers and the modern-day politicians, you listen to their message, I'll tell you what, you don't have a lot of hope. You feel hopeless. You feel like there's nothing that you can do about it. No, because they want absolute control of your life, and that's another way of doing just that. Every day in this ministry, friends, I want you to know this, we receive hundreds of messages coming from those that claim to be Christians and conservatives, which adds to the burden rather than to faith. They offer hopelessness, as I said, almost attempting to prove their point that there's nothing that any of us can do in the face of our enemies. It's like they have a purpose. They're driven to prove to us there's nothing we can do about it. And it's interesting, these are the same people that are fruitless. These are the same people, friends, that are behind the doers of the word and not the hearers only. These are the ones that deceive themselves. These are the cursed of the Lord that are giving you this message, friends. And if that's the message they're giving, then get away from them, okay? And I want to highlight one more thing, and we're going to move on to the next point here. Friends, when you go to prove my point, Psalm 78, 1 through 11. This is what it says, and I want you to listen to me carefully, those that have ears to hear. Psalm 78, 1 through 11. This is what the Lord said. Give ear, O my people, to my law, which Christ fulfilled. Romans 3, 31. He abrogated the law at no time. He only fulfilled it. Matthew 5. He said, give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old. Now listen carefully. which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from our children. That's what the current generation has done. They've given over to their enemies. What kind of fool gives their kids over to their sworn enemies? But that's what you're seeing in the 86th percentile in America today. The Bible says we will not hide them from our children. The word of the Lord, the acts of the Lord, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength. That's not what's happening today, and his wonderful works that he has done. The Bible says he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make known to their children. What are they making known to their children, friends? They're making known to us, the older generation today is making known to us that they have done absolutely nothing in keeping the commandments of the Lord in dealing with our enemies. That's the message that they've given us. They've done nothing but succumb to our enemies. They've done nothing but feed their fears to the people that will listen to them. And it's not the fear of God, it's the fear of man and consequence. It says that they might set their hope in God and forget not the works of God, but keep his commandments. That's not what's happening, friends. And might not be as their fathers. Now listen to what he starts to highlight. A stubborn and a rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright. That's what you're dealing with today. And whose spirit was not fixed in direction, steadfast with God. The children of Ephraim being armed and carrying bows. The people that are giving you the message of gloom and doom, they're still armed people. They still, 330 million people, still have the freedom today to do the right thing, but they do it not. They go to the 1.7% of the population that's being used to destroy the rest of us under the judgments of God, and they're giving us their message. Do you realize the older generation is telling 330 million people in this country? Do you realize they're erasing the works of our forefathers? We have the longest standing constitution in modern history, 245 years later. They're erasing that and they're revising it to look just like them. And what are they? They're, for a better way of saying it, they're good for nothing to be trodden underfoot and to be thrown in the fire, Matthew 5:13. That's exactly who they are. The Bible says they kept not the covenant of God. They refused to walk in his law and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. So, in conclusion, these are the same sort that we are dealing with today in America. They are good for nothing. They are a reproach to the body of Christ and are unashamed for that which the younger generations must now confront. These are those that are busy relaying the message of the world to the church rather than the church to the world. I'm here to tell you from my little testimony, friends, which is huge, friends, this little weak man that submits to God and all that I'm called to do, I'm telling you, friends, we can do this. I'm telling you, friends, we can win the day. I'm telling you, friends, that we have to meet him on his terms. When we come back from this hard break, we got hour two coming up, friends. The vaccine holocaust just got worse. And I'm going to go over to Rand Paul really quick to show you how he's a part of the problem, how he is a traitor to the cause of this constitutional republic as well. Another American appeaser. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.